Okay, ready, Rabbi?
Yeah.
Okay. Now this week, I'm going to read Parshas Kedoshim, which is a sedra that contains many famous mitzvahs, especially in the realm of mitzvahs ben Adam l'chavero, and many famous quotations. And probably the most famous of all of them is that which appears in the first of the sources, Vayikra Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Yuches, first half of the pasuk, Losito Es Bnei Abecha, shouldn't take revenge and hold a grudge against other people. And then it says, V'ahavto l'reecha kamocha ni Hashem. V'ahavto l'reecha kamocha. If you've heard that phrase, love thy neighbor as thyself. As I said, one of the most famous phrases in all of the Torah. The Rashi right on the spot, there in Perek Yutas Posi Yuches, the second source, Rashi says, the famous teaching, V'ahavto l'reecha kamocha omer bekiva zeh klal gadol b'Torah. This is a great principle, a key principle, the key principle of the entire Torah. And that's why we're all familiar with it. You see, you go to these schools, have it on the wall, a poster, something that says, "Ha'avdecha kamocha." The Kiva says this is the most critical and most central principle of the entire Torah. Now, Rashi, of course, did not make this up. That statement is found in several places. One is the Sifra, Taras Kanan and Medrash Halacha, right here in Parshas Kedoshim, Vayikra, the Parsha based Parag Dalad, some good days. Says Ha'avdecha kamocha, Rabbi Akiva Omer Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. That's what Akiva says. That's the citation that Rashi quotes. Now it's interesting. The Medrash goes on. There's another opinion. Rabbi Akiva says that's the most important phrase, or the most central concept of the Torah. Ha'avdecha kamocha. Ben Azai has a different pasuk. Ben Azai Omer Zeh Sefer Todos Adam Zeh Klal Gadol Mizeh. The pasuk at the end of Parshas Bereishis, Parakei of Bereishis, pasuk Alam says there Zeh Sefer Todos Adam. This is the book of the chronology and the descendants of Adam. That's an even greater principle. So that's an interesting thing to discuss. Why should that be? Maybe we'll see something about it. It's not really what I wanted to stress, but that's the opinion of Ben Azai. We're more interested tonight in the statement of Rekiva regarding the Hatzalah Kamocha, Klal Gadol
B'Torah.
What about all the mitzvahs? So the, I'll go to hold the phone. Hold on. But that's what Rekiva said.
We're going to get to
mm-hmm. Now, this machlokas between Rekiva and Ben Azai appears in the Medrash and Bereishis as well. Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Chof Dalad Simon Zion, source number 4. Ben Azai Omer Zeh Sefer Kolos Adam Zeh Kalabatar. Rekiva Omer Vahavta Kamocha Zeh Kalabatar. And again, we want to stress this evening Vahavta Kamocha, that's the Pasuk in our study, not the other Pasuk. But what exactly does it mean? In other words, it's a very nice idea, is love thy neighbor as thyself. But as I entitled the Shia, what does it mean practically? What do I do? What do I not do? In other words, okay, v'ahavta l'reecha kamocha. So what are the practical ramifications of that requirement? So here a little bit, the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah gives a little bit. It says, Rekiva Omer is that v'ahavta l'reecha kamocha is that klal gadol b'Torah. Shelo tomar hov in ispazeh si izbaza chaverai imi. The person should not say, well, I've been embarrassed, or I've been belittled, so someone else should be belittled also. What happens, you know, I teach in Yeshiva High School. High school boys sometimes a little more mature, not always. Sometimes the elementary school, you yell at one kid, oh, isn't it with him? Right? He started, he pointed, you know. So the teacher looks at the kid, he points right away. The kid points to the guy next to him. Right? That's what it says you're not supposed to do. Hold in his pazesi is baza chaviraimi. Hold in his kalalti is kalachaviraimi. No, that's not, you're supposed to have, not have that. That is the wrong thing. Fuller. He must see the king, the alibi, the alibi. Okay. But in any event, a little bit you have in this pasuk, what does it have to kamocha mean? Not to belittle or not to mock somebody else, even when you're in that boat. You know, if you love company, you feel there's something bad happens. It's okay, so at least you slap somebody else in. That's your heart to let her come over. Now, this same machlokas, the Kim Ben Azai that we saw in the Sifra here in Parshas Kedoshim, in Bereishis Rabbah, the end of Parshas Bereishis, appears as well in Yerushalmi, in Maseches Nedarim. It doesn't appear in the Bavli, but it's in the Yerushalmi, Perek Test of Maseches Nedarim Halacha Dalet, source number 5, and there, the Gemara says again, Rabbi Akiva Omer Zehu Klal Gadol B'Torah. Notice, by the way, that Rabbi Akiva is spelled there with a hey. In Yerushalmi, they spell Rabbi Akiva with a hey. Akiva spells a hey in Yerushalmi. Different dialect of Hebrew. They have an acronym. Yeah, or Zul Atzadik, Lushay Simcha, the Sofei Teva, spell out Rabbi Akiva. Anyway, see that it's the main Yerushalmi, I'll say always, but a lot of times, we'll survey, but a lot of times it's spelled Rabbi Akiva with a hey. We spell it out. Anyway, Rabbi Akiva Omer Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah, and then Omer Zeh Sefer Todos Adam Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. So, first of all, let's understand, even before we get into the practical ramifications of this famous Then the Hagarachim. What does it mean? Is that klal gadol haTorah? What does that mean exactly? Great. It's the fundamental principle. So the Karba HaEdah, and commenting on that Gemara in the Dar, Yishalmi, Torah 6, Parakas HaLachot Dalet, says, Zehu klal gadol haTorah, Shebishmiris mitzuzu, Yinotso meharbe averot. It's a fundamental mitzvah. It's a fundamental idea that if you observe this mitzvah properly, that will save you from doing many, many other averot. Probably every other averot that's been on the lachavero. Right? So that's what it means, klal gadol. If you have a relationship with another person, you respect, you love him like you love yourself, so that you're not going to steal from him, and you won't make fun of him, and you won't hurt him, and you won't damage his property. So many different, that's what it means. That's the Karba HaEdah's interpretation. It's an important point, so we don't always think about it. But that's what it means, that klal gadol b'Torah. That's the Karba HaEdah. Then, the second pasuk, he explains, again, that's not our thrust tonight, but having said it, then he explains the sheet of Ben Azai, why is their favorite told us father is more important? The Shekol Bnei Adam Boy Me'av Echad. That pasuk indicates that their favorite told us father, we all come from the same father and mother. We all come from other Arishon, right? That's who called Gomei Adam Kamocha, the Lokoi Al Reacha. Adam Reacha Kamocha means your friend, people you have something to do with. What about other people, other human beings that you have no, you wouldn't number them among thy neighbor? They're not thy neighbor. Well, it's not thy neighbor. Right? Well, it's somebody else. So that pasuk includes everybody. That's what Ben Azai means, even more encompassing, because it includes other people. Or v'yesh v'mavarshim ha'sefer v'kro, Ben Azai, at the end of that pasuk, says, b'tzelem elokim, you know, bara osam, so it means that God created all humans in the image of God. Okay, it's more encompassing. The Pnei Moshe, there in the Dharm, the other commentary on the page in the Dharm, in source 7, Tark Seth al-Fahad again, Yushalmi zehu klal gadol v'tara mikro, shavahatir ha'mocha ikar gadol hu l'kiyam ha'torah. So it's a similar idea. Should we talk there? He's a hair b'masa'o u'matano im habriyos. If you keep in mind, you'll be careful with how you interact with other people. Right? So as you know, your business dealings and other general dealings. Or the chalal is there, hakina, the hakovet, you know, all the bad midos, not being jealous of other people, not, you know, resenting other people, getting honor and so on. Okay, also the will keep you about these yimnam, and harbe averos, you kind of roll up. You'll be away from Averis and the kind mitzvah. That's again very similar to the idea of the Karban HaEdah. So, and he also explains the Shita Ben Azai. We don't have to read again, same general ideas, but it's so Elohim and so on. You won't harm, you would never do something against another person because it's so Elohim. Okay, that's the other part. We'll focus on Rahab Tadeth and Kamoch. So, first of all, we've now established what does it mean when it says that Klal Gadol HaTorah. Why is it such an important principle? Because the key to observing so many other mitzvahs, at least the mitzvahs, based on Adam Lachavero. Now, what does it mean, what does it actually mean? Practically, first of all, how do you have that feeling? So the Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Yud Aleph, verse number 8, Mesilas Yesharim sets a very high bar with this. He says, the Gam HaSinav HaNakim HaKosher Ma'od V'Shimalek Men Alev Husar HaShel Yvei Odom Ki Odom Margish Ma'od V'Abon Osov U'Mitzar Tzar Gadol. He says, hatred and the desire to take revenge, it's very, very difficult for most people to stay away from. Because people feel very offended. You just say, balaidik, you know, people feel very, you know, depressed and upset when something bad happens to them, when somebody does something bad. Look what he says here. Tahanakama lo misuka midrash. Taking revenge is sweeter than honey. Right? You want to get that guy back. And when you do, it's like, you know, sweeter than honey. Kihimru chasol avadol. That'll put you, you know, that'll put you at ease. It'll put your mind at rest when you get the guy back. Somebody is able to put aside the wrong that someone else did to you, and you're not going to take revenge, you won't hate him, and so on. That takes a tremendous amount of fortitude and courage, and that's quite a feeling to be able, quite an accomplishment to be able to do. That's a strong person. And he says, in the Siddur Shomer's Amos, on line 4, V'hu kal rak l'malach ha'sharet. To behave like this is easier for angels. Shein b'neim amidosel. They don't have jealousy and all this other stuff. But as far as human beings, it's very, very difficult. But he writes, Amam deres melachi, but that's the din. And it's sukkim are very, very clear. Lo sukkim here in Parshas Kedoshim. Lo sukkim for Avecha. Lo sukkim for Sittar, and so on and so forth. So, that's the point he's from the Siddur Shomer. And then, he says, we'll see in the second paragraph. Okay, even if I forgive the guy, but I got to bear a little bit of a grudge. The guy did a terrible thing to me. You know, a little bit.
Huh?
What's that? What? So, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll give you when you say forgive him if you feel
well,
like
I forgive him, but I kind of like, you know, still maintain some. It's hard. That's what you're saying. It's very hard.
I said, I'm sorry. He said, I forgive you for stepping on my foot.
Right. So whatever, you know, so therefore he says, you know, you have to give a little bit, you have to work at it. But what he says is, in other words, what does it mean? You'll forgive the guy. He explains it. He says, please, okay, I'll forgive him, but doesn't have to smile every time I see him. Doesn't even have to give me, I'm the God, but I have to give him off the owner. I mean, I won't do any bad to him, okay, but I don't have to give him great honor, right?
Life
you know?
My
hatchet, right? So anyway, he said, that's what you're supposed to do. And look what he says at the end. He says, last line there, what it means is, no. You have to love the other person the same way yourself, mamish. No, have it. Kamocha, b'li chilukim. Okay, that's kamocha mamish. That's what the Mesillas Yesharim writes. Okay, that's a great level to aspire to. From the plane of normal existence, the Ramban already writes. Ramban here in our parsha, Kedosh and Perkei Tzav, Sukkim Yud Zayin, Yuchet, Source 9, the Ramban writes, "Ha'ilosisach levecha, achzom v'achrechin, yitzav v'she'ev lo kamohu, v'tam v'havta kamocha haflaga." The Ramban already writes, it's a bit of an exaggeration. It's not possible. Okay, Mesillas Yesharim sets a high standard, but Ramban already writes, the average person is haflaga. Kilo yikabel leva adam she'evas chaver kaposo nafsho. Who could possibly love another person the same way? It's not possible. Maybe because I'm great tzaddik, but it's not. Even great tzaddik, very difficult. And the Ramban says, in fact, furthermore, v'od shekvar bor bekilo limit chayecha kol nechayecha vercha. That's what the last week. Yeah, chayecha kol chayecha vercha. We'll get back in a second. So your life does take precedence. It's not the heart of the Chacham. And we notice it's the same Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the one who said, Zivahak Lechemocha, Zekhal Gavotar, the same one who says, Chayach HaChavercho, Chayach HaKodom, Chayach HaVercho. So the Ramban, what is it? How do we reconcile this? Ramban writes, so this is the Torah. Sheyeh HaChaver B'chol Inyon Kashyeh HaVet Nafshu B'chol HaTol. You should want the same good that you would want for yourself, that's what you want for somebody else. It should be the exact same result, though, but just like, you know, if I want great wealth, or I should want great wealth for him. Does that the same amount as me? No, but I would want the same benefits, the same good thing. Right, that's a different thing. So he says, you know, the same thing he quotes, okay? So he says, there too, it's not, you know, they have to be exactly the same, you know, but it means that whatever you would want, you know, Osher, Bechassin, Kavod, Bedaz, Bechachma, whatever you'd want, that kind of thing, you should want the same thing. Not the Losh Yisrael, not exactly the same, but you should want those kinds of things for other people. That's what Ramban says, and that's a little bit more, you know, a little bit more doable for people. I want you to be successful. Do I want you to be successful the same way I want myself to be successful? No, but I want you to be successful. I want you to be happy. Well, I want you to be happy as much as I want to be happy myself. No, that's not the mitzvah. Whatever good thing I would want that you should have. Not that the desire should be the same as it is for myself. I think that's what Ramban means. Whatever good thing that I would want for myself, I want you to have that also. It doesn't mean I want it as much.
Well,
I want myself. Not the quantity. Not the quantity less. Quantity is the same. But the desire, my desire that you should be successful, not expecting the same desire that I should be successful. But what I want, I should want you to have all.
But maybe there's a difference between wanting and doing. Is there a difference? Okay, I want you to be rich, and I want him to be rich. I'd rather be rich.
Right.
But what do you want from me? He'll get rich. I hope Hashem will make him rich, but don't ask me to take it. I'm out of that.
Yeah, okay, we'll get that later. But my point being, I think what I'm saying, thank you. I think what Ramban means is that you should the level of desire is not expected to be the same. The level of desire, how could you? But the idea of what you want should be the same for somebody else. So that's the rabbi. Possibly, unless it's both can be sustained. It's interesting. Well, let's see a little further.
An easier way to answer the steering of the queue would say that, like, practically, if you have to choose between yourself and others, you're stuck. When you're stuck in the desert, you have one can of water.
It's a conflict.
You're stuck. It's
a
conflict.
No, it's not a conflict. Okay,
but the case, you know, say Sean was talking about that.
Right, there's no conflict.
There's no conflict
about
that.
Good.
No, you're not running out of water.
Yeah.
You're just going to be thirsty. You're not going to die. Well, how will you apply this over there? I wouldn't want to be thirsty.
Right. So let's see.
So let's share the water even when I'm going to die.
Maybe. Let's see. But I want to look at this. I quoted the source. We discussed it last week. But again, the source of Chayecha Kodem, Chayecha Verch, is Ekmar Bokatir, that found phrase in Alt 11. The Rashi is in source 12, right? That, you know, Mibarach Netanya, Shnaim Shom Alchem the Derech, two people traveling, the Arechem and Kitan Shmaim, only one had a canteen, you know, a jar of water, a jug of water, and Im Shosin Shnaim Mason. Shosechem and Mahil Yishut. Tarshben Petur, Mutu Shish to Shnaim Yemutsu, Ayur Echem and Chamero, Shosu Shachamero, Achor Kimo, Im Chay Achichimo. That's the passage, it's verse 10. In Parsh Bahar, in a couple of weeks, that Pasuk concludes with Chayach Icha Imach. Imach means Chayach Hakodem and Chayach Avech. So Rashi says Imach means Chayach Hakodem. The Rosh and Bamitzia Parakeis on Rav writes. I mentioned last week Hachtoch Shemina Me Imach. It's Rosh that comes to the word Imach with you means Shachayach Achicha Tefelim Lecha. You, the other person, the secondary to you, Shachar Kodem. Okay, but that's the source. But there's several different interpretations. Not really a theory. The Ramban brought up as not exactly a theory, but he said you have to reinterpret Rav Echa Kamocha. One way or another, so it doesn't represent the theory. Okay. Now, but again, we still haven't crystallized, what do you do? You have the Chavach, you should want, what Ramban says it needs, you should want for somebody else the kinds of things you want for yourself. Again, the level of desire doesn't have to match, but you should want the same kinds of things. Yeah. Oh, so that's the question. What is it you do or don't do to bring it? Is it a mitzvah believe? Does it require? That's the gemta. Look, so that's what I said. What does it mean? That's why I titled the shiur. What does it mean practically? So let's see. So the Targum Yonasan on our pasuk here in Parshas Gedolim, so Targum Yonasan Mizil, in Parak Yutas Pasuk Yechesel Yikur, translates the pasuk as follows in 14. Lo sehevon the kamer lo natrin. Okay, the bavel of the amech. Okay,
let's see.
I'm not sure. Maybe the bavel is a gate. I'm not sure. But here's the part that's for us. Usrach me lechavercha. I mean, and sonilach lo tzavid lei amasha. What's hateful to you, okay? What's hateful to you, don't do to him. That's how he translates a half to rechamocha. Don't do lo tzavid lei lo tzavid. Don't do. Okay. Oh, vice versa. Let's see. So this, of course, brings to mind the famous comment of Hillel, 15, the famous gemara in Shabbos af lamed aleph amud aleph. Shuv ma'isem anochi echad shabalik nei shamai. A certain non-Jew came and approached Shamai. The same is, I teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one foot. So usually it translates, not exactly, didn't exactly mean that problem. But anyway, the chafo ba'amas habinyan shiado. The shaman thought the guy's a clown, get out of here. Let's become amas habinyan, some kind of a stick that he had in his hand. Makos to amas orach, he had a stick that people use for measuring, you know, a ruler or something like that. So some of a ruler say, he waves it at me, get out of here. Such a stupid comment, you know. Translate the whole Torah in one place. Okay. However, Paul is Nehillo, the same gentleman, came to Hillo. Gaira, he accepted him to convert him. Amalo, what, 1 foot, one phrase, one thing, the Awach Sane, the Chavercho Savid. What's hateful to you, don't do to somebody else. Zui, Kala Torah Kula. That's the whole Torah. The Edoch, everything else, Perusha, everything else, his commentaries yield more. Now go away. That's the Rikita. So, that's the Hillo. That's the story of Hillo. So, that's the. So that's like the Targum Yonasan here, right? That's how he translates Rav Rechamocha. Now notice, Hillel never connected this directly to Rav Rechamocha. Hillel just said, this is the principle of the Torah, right?
Which
are very similar. It's the negative in Targum Yonasan also. That's an important point we'll get back to shortly. But my point is that Hillel, in the Gemara Shabbat of Lamed Aleph, never connected his statement to the Ger, to the potential Ger, that this is Rav Rechamocha, means this. The Rosh Hashanah applied the teaching of Hillel to that. Rashi explains, he quotes it. He mentions the word Reacha, actually. But he doesn't quote the Pasuk of Hathor HaKabah. He quotes the Pasuk of Mishlei, the Leis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't go against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu words, and that's more confident. Because, he says that just like you wouldn't want to, you wouldn't want your friend to go against your decisions. Don't go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decisions. That's why it covers the whole Torah. That's the first Pshat Rashi. The second Pshat Rashi, Lashon Acher, Chaver Chamamish, another Yudmi Kedon, Gzela, Gneva, Neoparova, Mitzvah, so many things. But again, it doesn't connect directly to the Havdalah Kamocha. Now, off-hand, the visitor just alluded to it. And then Rashi continues, either the rest of the Torah is Terusha at all commentary. Fine. It should not come as a surprise. The Yonatan Uziel taught a similar thing as Hillel did, because the Gemara tells us the Sukkah, Surah 17, as a side comment, now, as a side digression. The elder Hillel, the Hillel, a base Hillel, Hillel Shammai, had 80 Talmidim. 30 of them were worthy of having been visited by the Shina like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a pretty good compliment. The next 30 were a little lower level. They only were deserving of a nace that the sun should stand for like it did for Yeshua. It was the lower level. That was the back of the shear. Okay, then Esrim, Beinonim. The next 20 were Beinonim. Godol Shebekula and Yonatan ben Uziel. Okay, so Yonatan ben Uziel was, according to this guy, the prime Talmud of Hillel. So it shouldn't come as a surprise to us. When Hillel taught this gear that the main thing in the Torah is don't what is hateful to you, don't do to somebody else. All the rest is commentary. That his Talmud, Yonatan ben Uziel, would say again his chiddush is that that's your hasbara kamocha. That's the same expression. So that shouldn't come as a surprise. As a side point, again, it's a total digression, but it's important to know not everybody is so clear that what we call the Targum Yonatan is from that Targum Yonatan, that would be Yonatan ben Uziel. In fact, it looks like in the Gemara in Megillah that it's not so, because the Gemara in Megillah, Dav Gimel and Aleph says, the Targum in the Torah, Unklus Hager Amro. The regular Targum was Targum Unklus. Okay? Mipi, Rav Elazar Yeshua. He's taught by Rav Elazar Yeshua. Targum Shal Neviim. Yonas Menazil, Amro Pi Chagai Zachai Malachi. Targum Shal Neviim was Yonas Menazil. This Pasuk, this Targum Yonas that we quoted back in the source on the Torah. The Targum Yonas that mentioned in source number 14, that comes from the Torah. So, looks in this Gemara that Yonatan ben Uziel wrote a comment on the Neviim, but not on the Torah. Or it could mean he also wrote on the Neviim. The Maharsha there in Megillah, Dr. Malala, 19, says, so for he assumes it is the same Yonatan. Says Yonatan Hagadol b'Talmid Shel Hillel Haya. He says this was the Yonatan who the great Talmud of Hillel. Let's see. Kemefur is Parakayosha. That's the Gemara Sukkah that we quoted in the previous source 17. The Hillel, I said, wait a second. The Hillel, Kuf Shana Kodesh Necha Rabbayis Sheni Hoya. Hillel lived about 100 years before the Chorban Bayis Sheni. Uvavadai lo roa tanavim chag ez achai malachi. Hillel student, okay, never saw a chag ez achai malachi, but Tchilas Bayis Sheni, who lived 100 years earlier. What does it mean, Mipi? Hillel, but Kabbalah, I said, it was a tradition from. They learned the oral tradition. Are you there, Aboso? And so on. He didn't translate the Torah. That's how he assumes. Say the Anunkus did the Torah, but the Marsha assumes that it is the same Yonatan, and it means he only did Navi and not the Torah. The same had the Chidah, one of his many Svarim. The Chidah was a great tzaddik. Talmud Chacham wrote many. Says the prolific writer. I had 30 or 40 some just on the Chidor. There's a whole, there were many storms. So one of them is called Shem HaGadolim. And it's an encyclopedic work. The Chidor is an encyclopedia where he tells all the great Talmid Chachamim who came in the, up until his time. He gave a brief, he has two sections, Marachas Sar, Marachas Gadolim. Alphabetical, it's like an encyclopedia. So you look up Rav Elazar, let's say. He'll tell you a little bit about Rav Elazar. You can look up the second section, Marachas Sar, find the name of the sefer. Look up, I don't know, whatever, the Shulchan Aruch, let's explain a little bit of Yosef Karo. Right. Anyway, so Ost, on the Ost Tov, in the Merech Sarim, he has an entry, Tzadivav, Targum Yonatan. His whole entry. And he says, he quotes this Marsha that I just mentioned, and he wonders, what do you mean? What does the Marsha and the Gemara mean that Yonatan didn't write a, Yosef Israel did not write a parish on the Torah? They open up a Chumash, and it says, Targum Yonatan. So what do you mean, did I write it right in front of me, right? So he says, "Muchach Tarnas and Torah Lo Mipin Avimel." The answer is different, and he basically he's not going to read the whole thing. You can look at it at your leisure. But he basically assumes, and that's how John assumed today from the scholars also, the Targum Yonatan that we have is not the Yonatan Uziel. Okay, the guy says, but it's still an important Targum.
The Yonatan
we have is not the one Shem Nolan
has in his hand either. No, probably
is. The original because of the Chidol in the 1700s.
Uh-huh.
And he traveled all over. He raised money for the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael. So he traveled. That's why he met many people. He saw many, many Sfarim. But he lived in the 1700s. The printer, the first Mikos was a printer from the 1500s. So it's, so he, that was his exact, I don't know. But anyway, But be that as it may, this is all a side point. You know, but whether it's the same illness or not the same illness, and it's still striking that whoever wrote that Targum, whether it's exactly Talmud of Hillel or not, used the same principle of Hillel, namely, what does your heart of Kamocha mean? It means don't do to somebody else what you wouldn't want done to yourself. What's striking about that, you just alluded to it, is that the Haftarach Kamocha is formulated in the positive. So you love your neighbor. And how do we translate it? Don't do. It's interesting. Don't do to someone else who you wouldn't want to. You know, the Torah kind of formulates it as something you do, and yet the timing never done. And if we assume Hillel has that in mind, then you know, then it's interesting that it's formulated differently. In fact, in one version of the Torah Nosson, verse 21, that's not the regular of a submosan. He has the same story with someone who came to be Megayer, except the player was not Hillel, the Mekiva. It's interesting. They had a Rebbe Kiva. And if he answered him, what do you mean? Moshe Rabbeinu himself took 40 days. Right? You would want that. So rather, and he writes in the second line, who calls Torah Madaatam Gamakwa Chavar Osavit? He's the one who said it. Now that already is Rabbi Kiva says the Hazar Hamon is called God of Torah, and in this list, Rabbi Kiva said the call God is don't. Obviously, the things are linked, and many of the regular Mefarshim on the Torah, standard Mefarshim on the Torah, understand that the Hazar Hamon means what, even though it's formulated as a positive, don't do to someone else what you wouldn't want done to yourself. It wouldn't be the only time in the Chumash you have something presented in a positive. Don't do. I mean. You know, so Shabbos is a mitzvah tishbos. That means don't do lacha, right? You know, so there are other the formulation, but it's interesting. Let's say, for example, the Rivah. And his parish on the Torah, Rivah is on Bali Tosis, 22 on that. But our pasuk here, Prankites, and pasuk Yuches, Kedoshim, the author of Kamocha Pirish, Rashi, Amar Kiva Kaga, Rathor, Komar, Kiahu Mais, and the Perk Bays of Shabbos. He links it right up. The Kiva statement is just like that Gemara in the second Perk of Shabbos, Ba'akum Shaboli, Te'il, Azaki, etc. Okay? So, and therefore he says, the chen is the hegadon im chaver ba'avo mashalo yirtzi yashatulo. Oh, yeah, say the chaver, v'zeo v'havdur ha-chamochus. There we go. Again, what about the Tosef? Says, what is your havdur ha-chamochus? Don't do to someone else who you wouldn't want done to yourself. The next phase, I quoted several classic commenters, the Chizkuni, again, here in Parshas Kedoshim, right? The havdur ha-chamochus, dover acher, eina over ato echa kamocha, the ef shalatus kain ela, which is what it means in a second, ela lirei acha perish, you have to last us so tova, kemosha ta ohev sheyasu hulach. The alach losamach avich losamach. He kind of blends it. He says, do to someone else, you know, do a favor to somebody else, because whatever you hate, don't do them. He kind of blends them together. That's the chizkuni.
It's sort of like, yeah. If I would like you to give me a juice, so I'll give you a juice.
Right.
But if you don't give me juice, that means that I would not like to be deprived of juice.
Right, that's right. So okay, that's how you kind of blend it, yeah. The Daz of Kenemalatosis, right on the page in the Kodesh Gadol, is not here, but in Parashat Bereishis, on that Pesach, Bereishis Parakei, Pesach, as the same as Kodesh Adam, he quotes with Torah Kahana, Mastik, we saw it inside, Be'ahazah Kamocha, Amrikiv, Zeh Kaga, V'Tar, B'Nah, Zeh, Zeh, etc. Okay, and what does it mean? The Mikra, the Rekiva, why did Ben-Azai say the other Pesach is better? So the Balei Tosas there in Bereishis say the Mikra the Mekiva Lo Shaminan Ela the Alach Son of the Chavruch Osavit Uba Ben Azev Amar Shafim Hu Eino Choshu Chor Atzmo Yesh Alach Zichor Chaveru. He tells us the Havdur Chamocha means what? Don't do to someone else what you wouldn't want done to you. What if I wouldn't care about that? I don't care. Six installs might break my bones. I don't care if someone mocks me. So therefore I can mock somebody else because it doesn't fall in the category we wouldn't want. I don't care. You want to call me three names? Go ahead. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Some people does bother. So that's what the Daz Kenabalos says. That's why Ben Azai is the Sefer Tolis Adam and Kibitzel and Lakim borrow so that encompasses more. It doesn't. I don't make the decision. I have to be cautious where you're covered because maybe it does bother you. That's why he says it's more encompassing. Yeah.
I agree that probably after Mocha, it might not be that in that formulation your feelings get hurt. But you're someone who doesn't like the feelings to get hurt.
Right,
no
okay.
One, no one's a robot.
Okay, that's true. But some people, you know, you're right, I hear that. I think we can probably come up with a case where I wouldn't be, someone wouldn't bother me. You know, if you're saying, doesn't matter, you're not allowed to bother him.
You're right. Not allowed to bother
right,
someone
but I think,
because
I think,
you don't like to be bothered.
Right, that's true, but I think
your threshold might be...
Okay,
what's the threshold?
Yeah, I hear.
Same, maybe the brain... is flatten your tires. Now, this doesn't bother me.
Right as you say. Okay, well, anyway, that's what the Baalei Tosfos say. The Malbim, also back in our city in Parashat Kedoshim, also meant, hey, the Malbim, after Kamocha, Omnam, Kvar Godos, the Hillel, Azokin, again. He linked, even though the Gemara never linked them. That's what I'm trying to point out. The Gemara never linked Hillel with the after Kamocha, with all the Baalei Tosfos, the Rishonim, and they had the Malbim, the Echronim also. Kvar Godos, the Hillel, Azokin, by the Lachthana, the Chavar, the Savid. Now he says, why? So Razini said his book. She'avazu hefechasino. In other words, loving somebody is the opposite of hating. So if you have a mitzvah ahava, so then you can't hate him. Rather, she started the chola shehula kolelas chaver hein lebriyus gufo hein latzachos nechosel the chola she started the atzmo. Then he turns around, try and do what you see. Again, also, he turns and tails of the same coin. That's what he gets done. Certainly, huh? That's true. That's a very important point. Okay, it's much easier to 100%. But so far, it was the stress. Yeah, absolutely. I think the stress so far seems to be more on don't hate. You know, culture can, so you go to Dorashir, and that's what he says, because it's, again, the Malbim is about Dikta. It says, you have to Lireyachon, not Etzreyachon. Okay. The Kleyakar, also on the Hatha Kamocha, Amu Chazal, Zekhagan of the Torah. He quotes again right away, it's like Martin Shabbos, the whole story of Hillel and so on. And he said, as the Ger said, and the guy wasn't joking around, and he wanted to hear what the important mitzvahs were. The Kleoker goes on and explains that story. And this is the call that he tells them. And look at the second paragraph, 26, there in the Kleoker. The Lindo Pasuk, we have the Kamocha Ani Hashem. Now, he says, one second. This is what you mentioned before. What about the mitzvah on the Makom? She says, Kleoker, Chazal, the Gemara in the end of Makkah's list, off in Makkah's Chavta Al-Alaf, says, Boch Havakuk, Vavilo Achash, Nemar, Vitzadik, Vemunaso Yichit. Okay, Chavakuk said the most important central, you know, they used to, the Gemara has a whole progression. Originally, there's 613 mitzvahs, which there are. And then this one narrowed it down, you can narrow them all down. Eventually, it comes down to one thing, Emunah, you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you observe the mitzvah. So, one second. So, that's the Gemara Makkah says, what happened to HaHatra HaKamocha? So, says the Kleoker, is that Eino Sosa Divrei Elu? Not a contradiction. He says, Ki Kol Mitzvah Zatara Heim HaShnei Sugim. HaEchel Mitzvah Ramach Mako, Baruch Hu. So the Kleoker specifies when we say the Hatha Kamocha is Klazal Batorah. And what we said earlier, that the Klal, the way the commentary in Rishonim said, Klal means it's the key, you'll do this, you'll avoid whatever mitzvah means in the category of Allah Chaver. There's a different pasuk. And one of the basic, okay, that's one of the quotes from the Kleoker. Yeah. The Parim Yafo is from the Haflor. The floor and the machta and the one of the veil of Chazam Sofer, huh?
Mikna.
The correct pronunciation is Mikna, yeah. Anyway, he has a punning office here in Kedoshim. Says, just a moment. Here in Parshat Kedoshim. Yep. Punning office says, Bitar's Khan, Rekiva, Omer, Zek, Khan, Ovatar. Again, he goes right into Rekiva, of course, Benazan. He says, Yesh, Lefar, Yod, Derek, Mashiko, Lefar, Shad, Omer, Shabbos. Again, the same word, Shabbos. You know, all the Achron, they all say the same thing. And here, there's a whole thing because all the Neshamas of Jews are connected to each other. We're all, anyway, it's, you know, the hours a little later, I want to read all the his whole presentation. But he says how, you know, again, it's all connected. Like on Shabbos, we all feel like one. We are all together. The Neshama of every Jew is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the time they okay, I'm fine. And earlier in the Torah, pointing up was in Aseret HaDibra, it was Parshat Yisro, 28, Karkov, Pasuk Aleph. Because, you know, again, he's trying to deal with the fact that Asay and Losa says, he says, Asay and Losa are not opposites. They're all connected. You know, we have both. We have Givim and Evarim, right? The 248 Evarim, and Shinsam Chay Givim, that's Asay and Losa, and so on. And they're not two different parts of the body, right? The limbs and the sinews, they're all connected. He says all the Asays and the Losa says are all connected also. And therefore, that's what he says when he uses the fasting. Havdei Kamocha, and he's addressing this issue. How does Havdei Kamocha come in? Don't do something. How's the negative answer? Because it's heads and tails of the same coin. Right, they're all related. It's the same thing. Okay, now.
Isn't that against a Avodah Zarah?
Okay. And he says that also, and Anochi and Oyeh, that's what he's driving at, and that's what he says in the previous book as well. So that's the pun in the office. Okay, but these are all the first one Chumash, but even among the Moni HaMitzvahs, for example, in 29 the Smag, Esa mitzvah say simen tes. Dehalta kamocho. Kol shodomer. The Allah sana chaver savit. Right, whatever you hate to yourself, don't do it to somebody else. Kiddush Hashem Shabbos. Sevi Yireyim. Consider Reish Chav Dalet, source 30, the old print that Islam says. V'havta Chamocha, Tziva Chash Baruch Vash Gidosh, V'havta Chamocha Hashem, V'tanya B'kiva Omezek Chal Gara Batara, Pira Shehavta Shalom, Lasso Slow, V'lo Loma Dover Mas Libo, V'im Tama Hech Eita V'chinov Yani, V'chach Nema Chamocha. How do I know it's going to bother another guy? How do I know? What, I'm a mind reader? That's why it says a Chamocha. You Mimcha Tilmod, learn from yourself. Dover Shatya. Okay, but he just deal with that, but but Dover Shatya there, so you know what's in your heart, and that's what it says in Shabbat. Again, we have two of the primary Moni HaMitzvahs, the Smag and the Arayim, who both translate the Havdah Chamocha as don't do. Again, so the part of the office already taught us that it's heads and tails of the same coin, but still, I think it's just interesting, this formulation. Yeah, the Maharsha in the Chiddush Agadah there in Shabbos Lamed Aleph that Gemara with Hillel. So he says the Alach San Chaver Chalom 31 behind the Kasa of the Torah. That's what it says in the Torah. V'Havre Gamocha V'Yesh La'ayin V'Zeh Gam Sha'amale B'Loshan Targum Shechel Hashanim Aviz B'Yerushalayim Kol Makom Amay Shina Lomar Lo B'Loshan Shlila. Maharsha is bothered by our Kasha. Marshaw says, well, 1 second, it's all very interesting, but why is it put in the negative? Right? That's the Marshaw's, but we're kind of, again, that's what everybody does, and we're not challenging it.
Put in the negative, and the positive has been positive.
Right, that's the point. So we, again, we touched a little bit on it. It's the flip side, it doesn't tell the same coin. I don't know. But that's what Marshaw says. So, Yesh Ayin, right? Why do we put it in Loshon Shlilo, Dalaf Sani? Okay, and it's true that that's what the Targum does, but still, why? The Yesh Lomar, the Mashmalei, the Kolo, Ari, Elabechi, Hagav, the Velosa, the Gabe, Lo Sikon, Lo Sitor. Because let's remember how the Pasuk started. The Pasuk started, do not take revenge, do not bear a grudge. And that's what you can't ignore the whole Pasuk. That's the context of Yahavdah Kamocha. Shalo, Taselro, Mikol, the Sarah. Okay? Aval Gabe Las, but look what he says. Aval Gabe Lasos, Lo Tova, Lo Kamar, Behavdah Kamocha. Okay, he says, guess what? Yes, it's in the context of there, and therefore the maximum you can get out of Yahavdah Chamocha, says the Marsha, is don't do something to somebody else. But to do somebody else a favor, maybe a different mitzvah, maybe other mitzvahs, if Saka, the Gilgamesh Chesed, but it's not Yahavdah Chamocha. That's a pretty interesting.
Just an explanation would involve.
Right, which we can that's what looks like the Marshall. But that's the, and what I'm trying to point out is it seems to me that the Smug and the Iranian, again, the source that I quoted on the previous page, the Rivon, Chizkuni, and the Dasik, okay, you can say they're explaining the Pasuk Chumash, not what they're saying about Halacha per se, although maybe they are, okay. But the money on mitzvahs here are saying the mitzvah is that Havdah Chamocha is don't do what is hateful to you, don't do that to somebody else. And Marshtar says that's the basic mitzvah, and therefore and it flows out of Lo Sikon, Lo Sikon, Lo Sitor. So you can extend it from taking revenge to other things, but not to require you to do something that's what you said before. There's a big difference between not hating and loving. So according to this Marshtar, as I understand it, And if it's correct, that's what the Smag and the Iranian and some of the money Mitzvah of the Shalom are saying. The mitzvah is don't hate. As far as loving, helping somebody else, doing a favor, again, he's not saying you should do it. But maybe it's something Milat Chesed, it'll be different thing. Okay, I don't know, whatever else. But not on the Behavah Hamokh. It's very, very interesting. The Rambam definitely disagrees. Well, it looks that way anyway. The Rambam, in a number of places, I printed in 32, I printed Shoresh Test. The Rambam printed, right? The Shoresh, that's the introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvah. He has 14 Shoresh and 14. The Rambam wants to tell us, how does he decide whether to count something as a mitzvah or not? The Torah never labels this is a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah. It gives you a tzivu, it gives you a commandment. How do you figure out whether to count it or not? To count it, the Rambam, before he counts them, tells you what his guiding principles are. So in Shoresh test, he writes, the Chain, Tivon, Ali, Snag, Midos, Midos, Midos. We have to have good Midos. Kamo Mashat Sivana Bechemla, the Harachmanas, the Hatzdaka, chesed, who omro behata samocha. The Rambam is already talking about doing things, by having mercy on somebody, doing charitable acts, dealing kindly with people. The Rambam here clearly is not saying, just means, you know, what about the lawyers, above all, do no harm, isn't that the, some Latin expression, I think, right? The above all, do no, huh? The doctors, I mean, yeah, isn't that, above all, do no harm. You could argue, and that's what you were saying before, and that's what the Marshal seems to say, maybe some agree, the Rambam doesn't seem to be saying that. And even more clearly, let's take a look in 33, in the Sefer HaMitzvot, Mitzvah Asay Reish Rav. Mitzvah Reish Rav who? Shetzivanu Lehov. You have to love other people. Doesn't say don't have to love them. Kemosh HaLatzmin is just talking about herself. Shetiach Chemosi Vavasi Lachi. Chemosi Vavasi Latzmin. B'mamono U'vagufo V'chol Ma'ashem Rishuso. Oh, Yirtzo, Yirtzo, so V'chol Ma'ashem Rishuso. V'chol Ma'ashem Rishuso. V'chol Ma'ashem Rishuso. I want him to have the same thing as me. Again, he doesn't deal with that Ramban. Maybe it doesn't mean with the same intensity. But anyway, whatever I would hate, I would want. But the Rambam is clear. I would hate it. I wouldn't do to him either. But the Rambam is clearly, you know, I understand anyway, is telling us that it's you know, that there's positives. You have to love the person, not just not hate him. Okay? The Sefer HaChinuch seems to agree. It's a Reish Mem Gimel.
Well, Aaron R.
says, it's not surprising. The Chinuch often follows the Rambam. Again, he says, Leav Klech V'Sal Aves Nefesh, love another person. Omar Shen Nachmol Al Yisrael Alma Mono Kamosharam Chomal Asma Mono. He brings up the Gemara in Shabbos, the Alach Hashanah Chamech Lo David. He calls this the prayer. But Kiva says again, he links them all together. Okay, but he speaks about Ohe, and that's why it's a Klal. What does it mean? Klal Gar Vatar in the third line. Klomar, like we saw already in the Parshat Mishalmit. Shahar Be Mitzvah. Where later the Chiyuch is earlier. Klomar Shahar Be Mitzvah Shemitar Klimikach. Shah Ohe Chaveru Kenav. So. Lo yignob me men of lo yinafes ishto, lo yinayib and mama, lo bidvarim, lo yasigulo, lo yasiklo bishum tzad, right? Someone really loves somebody else, won't steal from him. Right, as he says here. Won't steal from him, and won't sleep with his wife, and won't, you know, oppress him monetarily, and won't verbally
give him status.
Right here. And don't, won't evade his business, and won't cause him any kind of thesaurus, and so on. Okay? But he says, v'chein kamitz was a cheruslus was there. Right, Shorish Hamitzvah Yadu Kikmoshi Yaseh Hu B'Chaver Kain Yaseh. But here it formulates as the again he goes back and formulates it. I say what you would do to your friend, what you want someone to do to you, okay? And keep him away from harm. And whatever you do, look what it says in the Yisaprom L'Shevach Yaseh HaKvodo. Right, you should be honorable to him and so on. So Chinuch kind of talks about at least talks about both of them. It would seem to agree with the Rambam. There is a positive aspect as well. In the Sefer, that was in the Sefer HaMitzvot and the Sefer HaChinuch. In the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam writes the following, has at least three places where he talks about this. Hilchos Deos, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, 35, Mitzvah kol Adam le'ahov es kol echad rech Yisrael kegufo, shenemar, yav tov kamocha. The mitzvah is say, to love other people like yourself, because it says, yav tov kamocha, like you said. And lefichach tzarech l'staper b'shvacho, therefore you should praise another person, v'lochu samon again, and the positive, praise another person and be concerned or at least, you know, whatever, sensitive to his monetary needs, and kind of just like you're sensitive to your own. And the amiskab v'chom ver, enloch elamav, if you rejoice over someone else's suffering, say enloch elamav, that's the Rambam Hilchos Deos. Another Rambam, 36. Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, Perek Ches, Halacha Yud, talks about Pidyon Shruyim. Pidyon Shruyim, Karpanos Aniyim, Chasosan. Redeeming captives is the greatest mitzvah, is greater than the mitzvah of Tzedakah. If someone's being held captive somewhere, it's a tremendous mitzvah. Why? Ve'en lecha mitzvah gedolah, Kepidyon Shruyim, why? Shal Shavui, the kidnapped person, the person is in danger. Harayu b'chal, harayim atmeim, v'harumim, he's hungry, he's thirsty, he's naked. His owner, his life's in danger at any moment, and therefore, if you don't know someone who is able to redeem him and pays no attention, doesn't do anything, you violate all these averas. Again, here, includes Pidyon Shruyim. That's a positive act on the Behavra Kamocha, and so on. And most explicitly, in Hilchos Avil, Paragyud Dalet, Halacha Aleph, 37, where the Rambam says, Mitzvah Sase Shal Divreihem, it is a rabbinic mitzvah, Levaker Cholim, Ulanachim Avelim, Ulahot Yameis, Ulahachnis Akala, Ulvos Orchin. It sounds like that, you know, Hilbam Shalom Shir, right? He says, to visit the sick and to comfort the mourners and to accompany someone to be buried, Ulahachnis Akala, you know, the Machnosis Kala, and Lavos Orchin to escort guests out and so on. This Asbos Orchakura, everything to bury somebody, even it means carrying the Aramah, and all these different things are great. The Chayla Sameach Halachosan, Ustadim Chosachem, the Elohein, Gmilos Chasodim, Shabagufo, Shaynat Shir. These are all the acts of kindness. So there's no maximum, there's no, you know, you can do as often as you can. And then he writes, Afal Pi Shakom Mitzvos Elo Midireyem, Hareyem Bechlal Yahav Tarecha Kamocho. Even though the specifics around this is that there are Bonan, how you menachemava, how you rakachole, but in the broad terms, it's all under the lahav talayach kamocha kol hadvarim shatarotze shiyasu osam lecha acherim. Everything you would want done to you by others, asay ata osav achicha v'tarbim. Do it for us. So, Rambam here can't be more clear. The hadvar kamocha means a lot of things you have to do. Bikur cholim and nichma velim and then siuchos chazaka. All these things that you would want done for yourself, you have to do it for somebody else. So it could be, and I'm not trying to build my focus here, but it could be that the Rambam is different than the Yireyim and the others who seem to stress the Ve'ahavta Chamocha means, you know, connecting it to Hillel, what you avoid doing. Whatever you don't want done to you, don't do it to someone else. But the Rambam clearly, most clearly here, and for some of the other two stories a little bit, most clearly here, okay? It's interesting, the Radvaz, in his commentary on that, Rambam Hilchos Ovel, Perkei Da'alof Ha'av, the words Mitzvah Seishu Levayim writes, Ikar Gadol B'Torah Da'alaf Son L'Chaverchon Sam. Quote, the Gemara in Shabbos. I don't know if he's arguing with the Rambam. What he's saying, like I said before, it's heads and tails of the same coin. Yeah.
What's the question? Is it glossed over these other
Ibrahim? What do you mean by Tzitova?
It sounds like this comes to inform what Chazal suggests that we should do to one another.
Okay.
Wow,
Not a specific. So, actually, yeah, one could say that. In fact, it really ties what I want to say next. Rambam is telling you now it's specific, you know. You're saying
no specific adds up to this general.
But see, maybe as you say, when I was thinking, I thought the Ahavta Chamocha really is Ahava, love. That's an emotion, that's a feeling. You know, the Chazal, how do you know how to express it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think it's correct. But I think I think that that's a jump a little bit from the Rambam in Hilchos Deis to the Rambam in Hilchos Ovel. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, you know, he's not as dramatic. But I think in Hilchos Deis he's talking about more about, you know, Hilchos Deis are, I don't want to say eight to 12 of it, Hilchos Deis are proper attitudes that a person should have. And the truth is, we find that with regards to... I'm not saying about Chiyuvim. But the underlying there is you should be a certain type of a person, right? And yes, that generates, that's what you said, that generates requirements. But I think the jump is as follows. If we take a look, Parshas Re'eh, okay, in Dvarim Perkei Gimel Pasuk Hey, it says, "Achrei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu v'Also Siro v'Sisos Tishmor v'Kol Tishmor v'Also Savod v'Osid Bakon." You have to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to cleave. So if Rashi says there in Parshas Re'eh, "Pregnum Posukei v'Osid Bakon Ki Dabeit B'Drachov." Okay, what does it mean? Gvo Chasodim for Meisim B'Kachol and Kavoshos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What they call it in Latin, "Imitatio Dei," right? To imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. So that's on the Posuk Achrei Hashem Teilechu. Okay, now, that's the Gemara says in Sota, famous Gemara, Daf Yud Daf Aleph, Sota 41, V'amar Chom V'Archinah, Mai D'Chtiv Achrechim Telechu, V'Chiev Shalol Adam V'Halek Acharshina. There the Gemara doesn't stress the cleaving aspect, the first part, Achrechim, but same idea. Haluk V'Nemar, K'Hashem Elokech Ha'ish Ochlu, Ela L'Halek Achamitos Ha'shav Chodesh Baruch Hu, Mahu Malbish Arumim, V'Chtiv Ha'yash Ha'shav Adam V'Yishar Kosov Ha'lishu, Afat Ha'al V'Yishar, Chodesh Baruch Hu provided clothing for other Chava, we should provide clothing for people in need. Kodesh Baruch Hu Biker Cholim, like visit Avraham Avinu, so we should do it. Kodesh Baruch Hu Nichma Velen, like Kodesh Baruch came to Yitzchak, Avatar Nachar, Kodesh Baruch Hu Kavar Mason, like Malosh Avinu, Avatar Kvor Mason. So the Gemara here is giving you specific things to do, but it's all under Achrei Hashem Teilechu. We have a similar, So we have a similar Gemara, but not quite the same, but a similar Gemara in Shabbos.
We're all going his way. So where's the operation?
The same pasuk, beginning of the pasuk.
Same pasuk. And then for Shabbos,
But there's another drasha from more, I guess, the more famous pasuk, right? It says in B'Shalah, Shmos Praktefel pasuk, Ve'i Zaziv in Oskar, Hashem, Ve'i Hilushua, Ze Kelev Anveyo, Elokeh, Ve'amenu. What does that Kelev Anveyo mean? So we know Hidr means it. But there's another drasha, that same page in Shabbos, 43, Kuf, Lamed, Gimel, and Fez in Shabbos. We have the famous drasha, that Ze Kelev Anveyo means to beautify Hidr Mitzvah, right? A nice sofa, a nice lulav, and everything else. But people don't know the second style. But Shalom, here, I printed here. The Anvehu have a Doma Lo, Mahu Chana Rachma, Tohei Chana Rachum. Now, you put this through, yeah, that's what Rashi explains. Yeah, that's an excellent point. Out 44, Rashi says, have a Doma Lo, Losha Anvehu, Anivahu. Anvehu is a sort of contracted form, Anivahu. Esa Atsi Kamoso, Dabit Vidrochum. So that's what Dabit Vidrochum. So it seems to me that in Shabbos, the stress is on the Midos. Mahu Rach Chana Rachum, Afatahei Chana Rachum. Whereas in Sota, the stress is on doing things. So I think that the Torah is telling us both things. You have to be a person with a certain type of attitude, right? Chana Barachum by itself doesn't, you know, the Gemara doesn't tell you now go do this and that. It's a mindset, right? The Gemara in Sota tells that the Gemara in Shabbos is telling you be Chana Barachum. The Gemara in Sota is telling you, now go do X, Y, and Z. And they're both from being like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But it's two different aspects. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perek Aleph Chavav 45 says, Kach lindo b'feresh mitzuzu, mahu nikr chano avatayi chano, mahu nikr racho atayi racho, mahu nikr kodesh avatayi kodesh, etc., etc. Okay? We should be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. All those things in Adir Hu, you know, right? Adir Hu, whatever the rest of the whole Aleph Deos, right? But God, right, all the rest of the whole Adir Hu. So you should be like that. But what I'm driving at, and maybe we now bring this back to the issue of Rabbi Yehuda Chamocha, there's really two things. There's the idea of being, you know, a certain kind of a person, that you have this feeling for somebody else, but the feeling has to express itself, at least according to the Rambam. The other Rishonim we saw earlier, the Yirei and the Smog, just said, you know, like you said, keep away, do no harm. Keep away from doing harm to somebody else. Whatever you wouldn't want done to you, don't do to somebody else. That's not the same as saying, the things that you would want, now go do to him. But the Rambam does say that, because the Rambam learns that it's part of this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you should be a certain kind of person. A Chanan V'Rachum can mean, I just have mercy on somebody else. Doesn't mean I have to do good for him. Just I won't harm him and so on. But now the Rambam says you need the next step as well. I just want to point out the Prima Godim, when we move to end, the Prima Godim, in the Magen Avraham, it's in Kuf Nun Vav, there's a long, long Magen Avraham, which is like a catch-all. Magen Avraham in Kuf Nun Vav, Sukkot and Beis, takes up two pages in that. So, right, the Mishmur gets in there, right. The Magen Avraham has all the things that don't fit anywhere else so far, all these different kolim and midas, tovos, and so on. He printed all this. The Prima Godim and his commentary on that, Magen Avraham, it's in Kuf Nun Vav, Sukkot and Beis, and Eishah Avraham. So it explains a little bit. So Mashakosim Avdar Kamoch, it says, Ayin Maharshah, Shabbos, right, connected to Alecha Sani and so on. Who had their Hatova thought? Ha had their Hatova in the Chazah. That's the Maharshah we saw before, right? Doing good for somebody, that's not included on the Behavdar Kamoch. So Yeshua Ayin, he daft the Shekhov Asas, Asma Afshiyev Shabbos, Rachavera, but Kamoch, had their Hatova ain't over Mitzvah Seve Hav. Okay? He says, Behavdar Kamoch does not include doing good. However, then he mentions that he quotes. No, so it's, but he, the coin, that I guess the Marshall is that's exactly what the. I understand. The Prima Godim is saying that the Marshall is different, doesn't hold like the Rav. That's exactly my point.
I would like somebody to bring me a chair.
Okay, so he said, that's right. It's the chesed, it's something else. Right, or it might be another, might be stuck in, might be something else, but it's not the house that doesn't come over. And that's what he says a few lines later in that same Prima Godim. He quotes Mashmash Shem Mitzvah, say, Leho, Ko Yisrael, Kamo, Atzmo, Hafil, Lassos, Tova, Kamo, Atzmo, Ayin, Marshaw, Leel. So you put the two things together, Prima Godim seems to be learning that the Marshaw is not like the Rambam. The Rambam we saw holds that Hazar Kamocha requires positive action. The Marshaw didn't say that. Okay? Now, by the way, the Rambam and other Rishonim we saw earlier don't necessarily agree with the Rambam. I'll show you somebody else also. In Pirkei Avos, what is this week? Perek Beis, right? It's in Perek, this week's Perek. Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, Hema Moshav Zoran, Rebeleza Omi Yichlot Chavecha Chavalecha Kishaloch, right? You should mechabit somebody, honor someone like you would want yourself. Rabbeinu Yonah, there in Pirkei Avos, Parak Beis, Mishnah Yud, writes in 48, Rebeleza Omi Yichlot Chavecha Chavalecha Kishaloch, Filchos Derech Eretz, Shanu Kan, Lachzor Achakor Chaver, Yachos Ki Chabdu, Kashe Chofet, Kipor Atzo, Vuhu Miderech HaMusser. It's a Musser, right? So the Sefer Emek Brochas, and Brochas of Aryeh Pomeranchik, who was the Talmud of the Briskira. So he has a couple of Svarim. So he writes a section called Hilchus Derech Eretz. In the Osala, Hilchus Derech Eretz, page Samad Gimel, I don't think there's so many different editions of this. So he wonders, why does Rabbeinu Yonah write the Humi Derech HaMusser? What do you mean Derech HaMusser? The Rambam says it's more than, right? So and he kind of leaves this a little bit of Lassarchian, okay? It's a nice thing to do, but it sounds like it's not a mitzvah. Or certainly not under a mitzvah of the Torah. So, but it could be. So the answer is, he disagrees with the Rambam. The Emek Brocha quotes the Rambam, right? He quotes the Rambam. He says, well, I'm just saying the movement. I don't know anybody else is driving at it. It's a chiyuv. It's under the Rambam. Mamish. The chiyuv of the head of the Rambam, etc., etc. Good. So the answer is, maybe hold back those other Rishonim. I'm not saying he didn't know, but I'm just suggesting we can answer his kasha based on what he said. I mean, he'll hold the other way. Like that Marsha, by the Marat Chayas, and Shabbos also says like this, not just the Marsha. Okay? So just to finish off, to show many other, there seem to be other rayas that we have, like the Rambam, the Hatzim Kamoch is understood to mean more than just avoiding harming the person or being nested to the person. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin that paid dollar a base. Gemara asks, can a child ben mahu shiyakis dam la'aviv? You know, there is a din, the child can't hit the parent, and hitting means to draw blood, or even make a black and blue mark, because that's also drawing blood, just congeal to the top of the skin and come out, but it's the same thing. You're not allowed to do that to a parent. What if the son's a doctor and he's going to operate on the father's system? So is that a good idea? So Gemara asks, mahu shiyakis dam la'aviv? Right? So Masna Omar, v'ahavto re'echa kamocha. Avada, the father's in pain. Or whatever, so sick or something like that. So Rashi says in 15, you wouldn't want this son. I do want this son. If I was sick, I'd want someone to take care of me. Right? Okay. Also, but the Gemara of Dini has another limud that compares it to the next week's session. If you do it for refuah, it's not included. That's not our topic tonight. Okay, but nevertheless. Rav, says the Gemara, lo shovik libre le mishkal e silva. Rav did not let his son remove a thorn from his. He got someone else to do it. He didn't want his son to remove the thorn. Okay, as Rashi says, coach Yashul, sorry, he had a thorn or something in his splinter or something like that. In his skin, he wouldn't let his son remove it. And Marbre, davil lo shovik libre le mitzvah le kapsa. He wouldn't let the child open up some kind of a wound to get the pus out of it. Rashi says, lo tzilecham. He wouldn't do it. Dilma chavil. Because maybe he'll draw extra blood. Now, the shigas is not purpose, but it's a shogig, it's a maisis. So the Mukhi Yosef says, the name of the Ramban, the Mukhi Yosef is on the Rift, and so I had to test it out on the page of the Rift. He says, Ahad Amin Shabbain Eno Shalito Koto, the Tav Gula of his Hiksham Ban. So in Kemo, he starts with his cloud. Why Dafka the father should be for everybody else? And it's a Hathalef Kamocha. Okay, so the answer is because it's someone else to do it, whatever. But again, he applies the Hathalef Kamocha here. Okay, that's why we're allowed to do it. What do you mean? The doctor should never treat anybody because I may draw blood. Therefore, it's moot. As far as the parent is concerned, it has an extra level in it.
If it's good, so they're not hurting him at all. So,
how do we know?
We don't need that because you have to take care of people.
Who said you can take care of people in a way that you draw more blood? I don't know. That's how
that's by definition.
Okay.
So
what if the parent wants the child to do it? What if the parents prefer? I remember when my mother-in-law, Shalom, she was six, so she lived in our home before she died, and my wife is a nurse. So and she had cancer, and my wife is an oncology nurse, that's her specialty. So she is, my mother-in-law assumed, who's a better nurse in the world than her daughter? The Lord's going to take the best care. And in some ways, it's true, even if it's not the best sense, but she's going to have the most sense and the most care. And so she wanted that she should give the shots and so on and so forth, even though the blood is drawn. But she felt, so I'm not sure if she asked about it. Absolutely, that it's more fair, that's what the patient wants. The patient prefers to do this. And then I remember later, my father was here, so he needed some shots, but for something else, and not for cancer, thank God. But so I don't think he was necessarily convinced that my wife was doing better than anybody else or not. He didn't care what the doctors, but I answered the chef this question too. My wife would bring home the shot and do it at home. If my father would have to go, he'd have to schlep him to New York. It would take a half a day until he drove in and parked and sat in the doctor's office an hour and a half. And so here, my wife would bring the whole thing in 2 minutes. That's the whole thing. So apparently, well, I guess the combination of both. But the Chiddush, right, in the case of my father was, even if he wasn't that it's better, it's overall better. It saves him 3 hours of waste of time. So that's about that, huh? What's that? But we assume that the Tabak Kibbutz applies to Moses also in this regard. But anyway, there's all side points. But I point in the book, it also says, God, well, let me just finish up with a couple quick more sources. It's late. There is a mitzvah called Prikotaino. If you see an animal collapsing, you have to help to load off the animal. So the two different places in the Chumash. One is in Mishpat, the Mishpat's Park of Noah Posek. Hey, Kisira Chamorz, and Achar Reitz, Achar Reitz, Achar Reitz, Achar Reitz, Azov, 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 Pibau, right? Achar, you can't, Achar Reitz, Azov, can you leave him alone? You're not allowed to. Rather, you have to help him. Aziva here means, Rashi says, 53, Aziva is lost from Ezra, help him, okay? Azov, Azov, Asari, Kamas, to take the burden off, the animal doesn't collapse. Another part, because in Pasek, you say, say, Dwar Perchal Beis, Pasek, Lo, Sir, Chamorz, Achamor, Achicha, Oshor, Nofim, Adem, Zatamim, Hakim, Tokim, Imo, have to help him, that's pre-Katina, okay, help him. Now, on the last page, an interesting question. That's talking about in both places, an animal collapsing under the weight. What if a person is collapsing? Okay, the Torah, in both cases, the Torah gave an example of an animal. What about a person? That's what I would think. So the Gemara has in Bamasir, the Halaman of the Bay, the end of the second paragraph, it'll be small, but we'll see how it causes a Barufa. Talk about who Gavra, how a Dari Pisla, the open guy was carrying, I said, Masu, so ate him, a big bundle of wood or whatever. Oslino could come his back, and he was about to pass out, he was about to collapse. Amalei Dali, help me, and so on and so forth. So Shmuel Bar Yossi did help, whatever. So Gemara asked, what do you mean? That's the sugi of Harvey Shmuel Bar Yossi, Zokim El Vichloda Hava. Right, the Zokim El Vichloda, that is an old man himself, or a scholarly person, shutting wood at the piece of cover. He could. Never know, Rishon Bar Yossi, my lifting issues have been done. Fine. But the question is, why did the Gemara have to ask that it's Zokim El Vichloda? Who says the whole mitzvah applies to people? That's what somebody asked the Rashba. In Tshuva 58, Chelek Aleph Sin Reish Nun, so 58, Tshuva Aleph, Chelek Aleph of the Tshuva Shmo, Chelek Reish Nun Beit. Someone asked the Rashba about this Maitre Vishmo, and he says, Tamata, Lama, Hela Vishmo, Latino Klau. I feel it is the Alma, even if it wasn't a Vishmo. It was a regular guy, doesn't have to help him. Ain't Chir Prikotina, but I'm a tone. There's no Chir Prikotina. So says the Rashba, it's not true. Rashba, this is not true. Okay, it's not true. There is it is pre-Katina, and it's Tzara the Yisrael, and he writes in the last part of 50, Ella, the Adam Nami Atomitabla Prika, Mikal Vachomer, like you said before. I feel with Tina Matame, so I have a vacation. We learned that. How we learned it out? It's a Kal Vachomer. That's the Rashbor. The Radvaz, interestingly enough, in Chelik Beis and Tavshin Chafes 59, disagrees. He says the Bar Plut to the Rashbor, I think he's right. Pre-Katina doesn't apply, okay, because the Torah says it where it says it, okay? The mitzvah, pre-Katina, it doesn't apply. Okay? He quotes it to a Tarashbo. I'm not going to go against the Rashbo, but my opinion is he's right. Why? He says, why? Because the guy's a Baal Seichel. What? The guy, who asked you to schlep all this stuff? Okay, use your head. Okay? The animal, they loaded up the dumb animal, there's no any difference. Now we're going to collapse. The human being, you're responsible for your own damage. Okay, so therefore he says there's no pre-Katina. One second, there's no pre-Katina. Okay, who are the guys about Seichel? Who told you to schlep 800 pounds? You can't lift 800 pounds. However, he says, but you have to help him anyway. Not all pre-Katina. But he says, also Hatzer HaKamocha. That's what he said in the last part. It's Bechlau V'Hatzer HaKamocha. Yeah, you have to help the guy. But the Radvaz says the mitzvah pre-Katina is only on animals. Because the animal didn't know, the human being laid all this weight on him. The animal didn't know how much the animal could take. So then you have to help. But a human being, the guy should have known better. So the mitzvah of pre-Katina doesn't apply. Lamaisi has to help him anyway. Yes, he sees that Rabbi. That was positive. Like the Rambam. There's something you do. You have to do it. You have to help it to step up to the plate. It may not be three Kutina, but it is. And finally, this 10th I quoted from the Rosh Hashanah of Chuz on August. Kelly Dalitzin Reish Yigimel. He's going to have somebody ask the Shah, he's going to go to a wedding. You know, and he's going to map a little night seder, whatever. He's, you know, he has a. I mean, it's a great mitzvah, Simchas Chatan Kala, but I once remarked about this. Is any other mitzvah you spend so much time on a mitzvah? You think about it. You have a chatan, let's say, at 4 o'clock. Especially the women, you have to start getting dressed already at 2:30. And you take a shower, and you get ready, and you get dressed, and you schlep to wherever the wedding is. Then you come home 11 o'clock, and then the whole day, right? I was talking to Rabbi Savolovsky before Pesach. He said, it was up to him. Never mind weddings during the Sfira. He said there should be no weddings after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. How do you get ready for Pesach? A lot of people get married a week or two before Pesach because they want to have the chasen before the Sfira. So if you have a lot of chasen, the rabbi or rabbi in the Sfira, every other night, another chazan. Baruch Hashem, beautiful symbols, but you know, when are you going to get ready for Pesach? So he said, but what? In any event, Sternberg was asked this question, and he says, if the wedding's at night and so on and so forth, ubal lahosim lo simcha, ein b'zeh yisrael bittul Torah. There's no bittul Torah. Came in the yisrocha sameches chaveru mekayim b'zeh mitzvah zehat lecha kamot. That's our podcast. Right. I know. And we just spend 8 hours. I don't know. I'm not judging the time. I'm joking. That's for the other. That's for you. So,
Rabbi feels that way. Is he allowed to invite people to his own wedding for this one?
That's a good question, right? So probably, you know, whatever you would want to do. So, I can be honest. I don't want to criticize anybody, but since you asked the question, I remember when my the last child I got married was my daughter, I think. So we were thinking one of the ways. I forgot. We were thinking where to have it. So the both people, whatever, we're thinking where to have it. So somebody mentioned to have it in Lakewood, you know, because they have halls. It's less expensive and so on and so forth. And both my wife and I said, what do we do? We live here in Teaneck. The first thing that happens, we get a wedding that's in Lakewood. Oh, Lakewood got a schlep for an hour and a half. So we decided we don't want people to open up the invitation and say, oh, no, we've got to go to Lakewood. That's not how young people come to the assembly. All right, it's a little tongue-in-cheek. But Lamaisa, you have to give us a thought. I'm not very sure, but you know, whatever. It wasn't as far as that. Anyway, I entitled the shield. What does it mean practically? According to some, it's only practically the negative side, but the Rambam and others seem to say that it requires positive action as well. Okay, I'll go to Shabbos.
Okay.